Moving on to other business, our first item of other business is subdivision 2021-13, Bayless Estates Phase 2, final subdivision plan.
This is a final subdivision plan to amend the existing cluster subdivision for Bayless Estates Phase 2. That's subdivision number 2017-01, to subdivide 130.52 acres plus or minus into 51 single-family lots, private roads, and open space. The applicant seeks to redesign a portion of the existing approved subdivision to add 14 additional lots for a total of 150 lots between the existing and previously approved Phase 1, and that's subdivision number 2004-55, and this updated Phase 2. The preliminary subdivision plan for Phase 2 was previously approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, June 10th, 2021. The property is located on the northeast side of Mount Joy Road, that's Sussex County Road 297. The commission has been provided with electronic copies of the Phase 2 proposal, as well as the updated record plan showing a total of 150 lots in their packet for this evening. The final subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 29, Parcel 42, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
May I ask a stupid question?
Sure. No such thing as a stupid question.
Oh, I can challenge you on that one. But anyway, so even though they're making this change here, they're still within what we said was the limit of the number of lots they could have in there?
That is correct. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Good.
Yep.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the final subdivision plan, 2021-13 Bayless Estates Phase 2.
I second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the final subdivision plan for subdivision 2021-13 Bayless Estates Phase 2 as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is the Peninsula on Indian River Bay, MRRPC, Phase 2, Stillwaters, revised site plan.
This is a revised site plan for the construction of 79 single-family detached condominium units for Phase 11 of the Peninsula on the Indian River Bay. That's also change of zone 1475. The Peninsula is a residential planned community that was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, November 19th, 2002, through ordinance number 1573. Phase 11 received final approval for 48 single-family lots by the Sussex County Council on Tuesday, November 13th, 2007. Lastly, change of zone number 1936 was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of December 7th, 2021, through ordinance number 2818. This ordinance amended condition number 1 of ordinance number 2690 and allowed for an increase in the maximum number of single-family detached condo units within the RPC from 388 to 471, so that's a difference of 83 units total. The revised preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The zoning is MRRPC, that's Medium Density Residential Planned Community. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 30, Parcel 317. And staff are currently awaiting agency approvals, and the site plan will be required to be brought back before the commission for a final determination and final approval, because it is RPC.
Right. So this is a preliminary approval of a revised site plan.
That's correct.
Right.
Everybody good?
Yes.
You're looking at me. Okay. I know you're looking at me.
You usually have wonderful commentary. Okay, Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the revised site plan for the Peninsula on Indian River Bay, MRRPC, Phase 11, Stillwaters. We're still waiting for agency approvals, and then it's to come back before the commission for final review.
A second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the Peninsula on Indian River Bay MRRPC Phase 11 Stillwaters revised site plan as a preliminary. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan number 21-34, Lincoln Retirement Community, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a proposed 42,000 square foot assisted living facility, 30 single-family detached cottages, a proposed walking trail, and other ancillary improvements. The proposal was the subject of a previous Board of Adjustment application, BOA case number 12,320, for a special use exception to operate a convalescent home, nursing home, and/or home for the aged. The special use exception was approved by the Board of Adjustment at their meeting of Monday, June 17th of 2019, of which the findings of fact were approved and signed on August 6th, 2019. It should be noted that a limited one-year time extension was sought for the existing special use exception, which was granted by the Board of Adjustment at their meeting of Monday, January 25th, 2021. This action extended the date of expiration from the original approval date to August 6th, 2022. The property is located on the north side of Johnson Road, that's Sussex County Road 207, in Lincoln, Delaware. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and the tax parcel is District 330, Map 15, Parcel 33.01, and staff are awaiting agency approvals at this time.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to S2134, Lincoln Retirement Community, I move for preliminary approval of the site plan with final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I'll second that.
Been moved and seconded to approve site plan number 2134, Lincoln Retirement Community preliminary site plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2004-55, Bayless Estates Phase 1 Amenities Plan.
This is a final amenities plan for the existing Bayless Estate Phase 1 subdivision. The plan proposes a 4,100 square foot clubhouse, 1,215 square foot in-ground pool, and fencing, multi-purpose courts, and 21 parking spaces. The site is located between phases 1 and 2 as lots 122 through 126 are currently proposed as part of phase 2. The preliminary amenities plan for the subdivision was originally considered by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, May 27th, 2021, where the Commission had approved the plan with the condition that all proposed landscaping be included on the plans. The final amenities plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code, and the tax parcel is District 234, Map 29, Parcel 42. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the amenities plan for 2004-55 Bayless Estates Phase 1 Amenities.
A second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the subdivision 2004-55 Bayless Estates Phase 1 Amenities Plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2018-20, Tanager Woods Amenities Plan.
This is a preliminary amenities plan for the existing Tanager Woods subdivision for the construction of a proposed 2,516 square foot clubhouse, a 4,160 square foot multi-use court, and a 2,531 square foot pool with a 6,707 square foot pool deck. Included in the site plan are 30 parking spaces, sidewalks, and other improvements. The property is located on the east side of Field Fair Lane and the west side of Winona Lane within the subdivision. The amenities plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and the tax parcel is District 234, Map 6, Parcel 85.01. And staff are in receipt of all agency approvals, therefore the plan can be considered for both preliminary and final approval.
Well then, Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve the amenities plan for 2018-20 Tanager Woods Amenities.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2018-20 Tanager Woods Amenities Plan. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan number 1889, Friendship Creek Amenities Plan.
This is a preliminary amenities plan for Friendship Creek, which was also conditional use number 2142 for the construction of a proposed 1,400 square foot pool and a 276 square foot bathroom and pool equipment building with an outdoor shower. Included in the site plan are 19 parking spaces, sidewalks, and other site improvements. The property is located on the south side of Dundee Street and the east side of Coldstream Street within the existing subdivision. The amenities plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The zoning is GR, General Residential District, and the tax parcel is District 134, Map 16, Parcel 39. And staff are currently awaiting agency approvals.
I have a question. Should have looked this up. I'm sorry. Okay. How many cows are in this? Do you know?
I don't remember off the top of my head.
I'm sorry. I should have looked that up. And I'm just curious. It just seems like a very small bathhouse for a large development.
I can get you that number very quickly. 173 single-family lots. So.
Is this... But it does comply with what we've, because we've usually tried to, I guess we've looked at the size of the pool more than the size of the building.
Well, I suspect might be going on here is that's really just a pool house. It's not a clubhouse.
Right.
Probably just there for bathrooms and maybe a changing rooms and so on. That's maybe about it. I don't know how you get much more than that in there.
Yeah, 270. So,
seems to me it's just a bathroom facility.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess we haven't said they have to have.
Pretty nice size pool.
Well,
they can get the pool to shower off of this. You good?
All right. Yep.
Okay, Mr. Chair, with regards to S18-89 Friendship Creek Amenities, I make a motion to approve the amenity plan.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve site plan 1889 Friendship Creek Amenities Plan. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Carried 4-1. Thank you. Our next item is Lands of Kim Ireland, minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 5-acre plus or minus parcel of land into one lot and residual lands off of proposed 50-foot ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one consists of 1.23 acres plus or minus, and the residual lands consist of 3.77 acres plus or minus. The property is located on the east side of Atlanta Road, that's Route 30. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. And the zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and the tax parcel is District 131, Map 8, Parcel 40.17. And staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Make a motion to approve the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for Lands of Kim Ireland.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve a minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for Lands of Kim Ireland. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.